From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says election candidates must maintain harmonious political climate. National Development Planning Ministry launches roadmap for development of aerospace industry. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has urged presidential and vice presidential candidates to maintain a harmonious political climate ahead of the 2024 general elections. He asked presidential and vice presidential candidates attending the 2022 Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association National Congress, or HIPMI, in Surakarta, Central Java, to maintain a harmonious political climate ahead of the 2024 general elections, particularly amid the vulnerable global conditions now. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo at the opening ceremony of the Congress on Monday, as reported by Antara. The Indonesian Ministry of National Development Planning on Monday released the 2022-2045 Aerospace Industry Ecosystem Development Roadmap as part of an effort to create a resilient and globally competitive industry. This was stated by Minister of National Development Planning, Suharto Monoarfa, at the Indonesia Development Forum 2022 on Monday. He also said that the aerospace industry roadmap is needed to create a resilient and competitive industry toward realizing the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. The document includes several targets that the nation's aerospace industry is aiming the nation's aerospace industry to achieve by 2045. Next, we have the Investment Ministry of Indonesia that has said the biggest challenge to improving the national investment climate is the mindset, which needs to be made more welcoming and supported by a better investment licensing culture. In general, improvements to the investment climate have been accommodated through the Omnibus Job Creation Law. This was pointed out by Deputy for Investment Planning at the Ministry, Indra Darmawan, at a webinar entitled Expanding Investment Amid Geopolitical Conflicts on Monday, as quoted by Antara. The last national news comes from Indonesia and Chile on Monday signed a trade-in-service agreement under the Indonesia and Chile Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The agreement was signed by Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan and Chilean Deputy Minister of International Economic Relations Jose Miguel Ahumada, as reported by Antara on Monday. Chile has quality human resources with the strongest economy in Latin America. Zulkifli Hasan further explained Indonesia has a partnership with Chile, which has succeeded in increasing the trade between the two countries to $1 billion. Now we move to the international news. Malaysian police have cautioned the country's social media users to refrain from posting provocative content on race and religion after a divisive general election on Saturday that ended in hung parliament. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, two major alliances are now racing to secure support from other parties to form the government. The multi-ethnic progressive Pakatan Harapan bloc, led by veteran opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, and conservative Malay Muslim Perikatan Nasional Coalition, led by former Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin. An earthquake of 7 magnitude has struck the Solomon Islands in the Pacific Ocean, near the southwest region of Malango. As reported by BBC.com, no injuries or deaths have been reported yet. But people in the capital, Honiara, reported significant shaking and tremors for around 20 seconds. Amid immediate warnings of a tsunami, the Prime Minister's office advised locals to move to higher ground. However, the island's meteorological service later dropped the warning. The last news comes from Ukraine, urged residents in the capital and other areas of the country to limit electricity use as it tries to repair damage to the power grid from Russian strikes, while the World Health Organization warned that millions in Ukraine face a life-threatening winter. This winter will be about survival. This was pointed out by Hans Kluck, WHO Regional Director for Europe, as reported by VOA.com. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is the commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Workers' Minimum Wage Increases, Prepare for Crisis. The Labour Party and labour union organizations appreciate the Indonesian government for issuing the Minister of Manpower Regulation or Permenaker No. 18/2022 year concerning
the determination of the 2023 Provincial Minimum Wage or UMP. The regulation was issued on Saturday, 19th November, with the 2023 Provincial Minimum Wage set to increase by 10%. The president of the Labour Party, Syed Iqbal, in a virtual press conference on Sunday, stated that the Labour Party and labour union organizations appreciated and thanked President Joko Widodo and Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia for the issuance of the new regulation. Iqbal hopes that the new regulations will become the basis for the government, starting from the central and regional governments, to determine increases in the provincial minimum wage or UMP, as well as district and city minimum wages or UMK. He also hopes that the regulation, which will take effect as of January 1, 2023, will become the legal basis in the following years. The government's move to increase workers' wages by 10% is the right step. This increase is very meaningful, considering that next year will be a gloomy year in the economic field, as has been touted by most world leaders, including President Joko Widodo. President Joko Widodo stated that 2023 is predicted to be a dark year due to the economic, food and energy crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the war between Russia and Ukraine. The president admitted that he got the prediction after talking to the Secretary General of the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, and the heads of G7 countries. It is hoped that the policy of increasing workers' wages by 10% will prevent workers from falling into extreme poverty as a result of the crisis. Although some workers are disappointed because the increase is only 10%, they have also to understand that the government must also protect employers so that they are not too burdened by high wages for workers. The economic crisis will befall anyone, the government, employers, and workers alike. The government must ensure that the business being carried out doesn't stop because of the crisis. If the company goes bankrupt, workers will automatically lose their jobs. Therefore, the understanding and support of all parties are needed so that the Indonesian people together can stand firm amid the economic crisis. Well, listener, that was the commentary.
Today in history will begin on the event on November 22, 1963, when the assassination of U.S. President John F. Kennedy in Dallas occurred. United States President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963, by 3 gunshots while crossing downtown Dallas in Cadillac convertible. He was immediately taken to Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas for emergency assistance, but he died 30 minutes later. President John F. Kennedy died at the age of 46. Until now, the motive for the assassination is still unclear, especially since the alleged killer of the president has also been executed by the Presidential Guard. Next event was in 1986. Mike Tyson became the youngest world heavyweight champion. After celebrating his 20th birthday, American heavyweight Mike Tyson won the WBC World Boxing Champion in Las Vegas on November 22, 1986. He defeated defending Canadian champion Trevor Burbick with KO in round 2. The win made Mike Tyson's name engraved in history as the youngest heavyweight world champion. Mike Tyson was involved in several legal cases. In 1995, after being released from prison in Indiana,
Mike Tyson declared convert to Islam and changed his name Malik Abdul Aziz. After being declared bankrupt by the court in August 2003, Mike Tyson finally withdrew completely from the boxing world in June 2005. We end today in history with the event in 1989 when the Lebanese president René Mouawad killed in bomb attack. On November 22, 1989, Lebanese president René Mouawad was killed when a bomb exploded on a street in West Beirut as his motorcade passed by. At that time, he had only served as president for 17 days. The explosion was so powerful, the bulletproof Mercedes limousine that the president was driving was thrown off the road. This explosion occurred minutes after the president held a celebration of Lebanon's Independence Day. In this incident, at least 23 other people were reportedly killed, including 10 bodyguards of Mouawad. One of the bomb disposal police officers at the time, Colonel Mohammed Kashab, revealed that the bomb was hidden in a small shop and detonated by remote control.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesia is committed to preventing, eradicating, and financing terrorism. The head of the Indonesian National Agency for Combating Terrorism, Boy Rafli Amar, stated that Indonesia is committed to preventing, eradicating, and fighting terrorism financing. Speaking at the third No Money for Terror Ministerial Conference on Counterterrorism Financing in New Delhi, India, from 18th until 19th of November 2022, he revealed that currently Indonesia is on its way to full membership of the Financial Action Task Force. Quoting the official website of the agency, in an annual event discussing integrated approaches and collective involvement in tackling the crime of terrorism financing, Boy Rafli Amar specifically stated readiness to cooperate with countries in mitigating the risk of criminal acts of terrorism financing. He explained that the government is responsible for providing space for non-profit organizations in Indonesia to create a healthy sector. Yet there is a need for a strong regulatory framework and supervision of non-profit organizations so as not to get involved in the financing of terrorism. He further said that strong regulations are important because criminal acts of terrorism funding in Indonesia usually come from misuse of funds by non-profit organizations, providers of goods and services to professional institutions. Indonesia also continues to strengthen cooperation in combating terrorism to build global peace. One of them is cooperation with Canada. On the sidelines of the G20 summit, 16th November 2022, Boy Rafli Amar and Canadian Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Nadia Berger, signed a Memorandum of Understanding or MOU in counter-terrorism cooperation. Boy Rafli also said that this is a milestone to further enhance and strengthen the partnership that has been well developed so far. The signing of the MOU is based on the Indonesia-Canada Plan of Action 2022 until 2025 framework. Through this framework, both countries are committed to strengthening cooperation in countering terrorism, preventing and eradicating transnational crimes, combating people smuggling and trafficking in persons through capacity building. Bilateral cooperation in the prevention and control of terrorism takes into account human rights and gender-based approaches. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Sebenarnya suatu masa kau di sana memandang senja, lelaku pada semuanya mempertanyakan sebatas rasa. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Semuanya sekian lama kau ku tunggu, berharapkan datang rasamu yang hilang, merengku rindu padamu. Takkan ku lepas, tak pernah berbalas. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Selalu kau berikan sudah. Ah. selalu kau berikan, kau berikan sudah. Kau berikan sudah.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to German Beach in Bali. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, appreciated the event of German Beach Festival for raising up the local communities in developing and promoting coastal tourism, especially with the attractiveness of the beach. The German Beach Festival is the collaboration between local government with local community in developing tourism and creative economy in Badung, Bali. This festival is an effort to promote German Beach, which has great hidden charms. The festival held on November 18 to the 27, 2022 featured public discussion, Barong Festival, Legong Festival, Kecak Dance Performance, Music Festival, Clothing Festival, and MSMEs Market. German Beach, or it's often called Segara Beach, is one of attractive destinations in Bali. It is wide and sloping downward. The situation of its beach is a bit uncrowded, so you can sunbathe in a long time and in a relaxing way, or enjoy playing sand on the beach. The sand is soft and clean. The waves do not look like on Kuta Beach, so it is safe to swim and play in the water. Lots of fishermen place aside their boats neatly by the sea. There are various colors and sizes of the boats. Boat tours are available by renting the fishermen boats. The most special thing on German Beach is enjoying the sunset. The enchantment of the sunset is much awaited with the view of the line of boats. The scenery is pleasing the senses and captivating. Listeners, German Beach is located at Wana Segara Street, Tuban, South Kuta. You can just walk through German Beach to Kuta Beach because they are in one coastline. In other way and more pleasant, ride a bicycle. The German Beach is near Ngurah Rai International Airport, so you can see planes take off and land. Various facilities are in this beautiful beach. No need to pay for entrance ticket, you only pay for the parking area. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Takkan ku lepas,
selamanya takkan ku lepas. kala berpisah.
Moga tak pernah terjadi.
Senyum air mata.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is berwisata di Danau Toba. Berwisata di Danau Toba, which means touring Lake Toba. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Terlalu Mahal. Terlalu Mahal, which means too expensive. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a tour guide on Lake Toba. Dev conveys changes to his planned arrival in Kuala Namu Airport. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kapan Anda sampai di Bandara Kuala Namu?
Besok. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Saya berangkat besok saja.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you vocabulary related to today's material. Terlalu mahal. Terlalu mahal, which means too expensive. I will say the word slowly twice, and you can repeat after me. Kapan. Kapan, which means when. Bandara. Bandara, which means airport. Kapan Anda sampai di Bandara Kuala Namu? Kapan Anda sampai di Bandara Kuala Namu? Which means, when did you arrive at Kuala Namu Airport? Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. Tiket, tiket, which means ticket. Pesawat, pesawat, which means plane. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Which means, airfare today is too expensive. Terlalu, terlalu, which means too. Mahal, mahal, which means expensive. Berangkat, berangkat, which means leaving. Saya berangkat besok saja. Saya berangkat besok saja, which means I'm leaving tomorrow. In the conversation, you heard the expression, tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal, which means today's plane ticket is too expensive. In that sentence, there is the word terlalu. Terlalu, which means too or extremely. It is used to express something beyond ordinary. For example, terlalu mahal. Terlalu mahal, which means too expensive. Terlalu cepat, which means too fast. Terlalu lama, which means too long. In the conversation, the expression terlalu mahal, which means too expensive, is used by Dev to state that the price of plane tickets that day is very expensive. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the expression to show that something exceeds the ordinary size, price, etc. Amat, amat, which means too or very. Harga tiket hari ini amat mahal. Harga tiket hari ini amat mahal. Which means today's ticket prices are very expensive. Luar biasa, luar biasa. Which means extraordinary. Harga tiket hari ini luar biasa mahal. Harga tiket hari ini luar biasa mahal. Which means today's ticket prices are extraordinarily expensive. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to this example of a conversation once again.
Kapan Anda sampai di Bandara Kuala Namu?
Besok. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Saya berangkat besok saja.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Berwisata di Danau Toba. Berwisata di Danau Toba, which means touring Lake Toba, and a conversation entitled Terlalu Mahal, which means too expensive. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to be more familiar with Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to play a Malay song entitled Negeri Junjung Basau by Ricky A. This song created by Adishwara and Fauzi Sofian. It tells about South Bangka Regency, Negeri Junjung Basau, how the people in South Bangka Regency hold tightly Gotong Royong, which means working together, and brotherhood. Negeri Junjung Basau has the abundance of nature, tourism, and culture. The people is living peacefully, have good characters, do not like to have fights, prioritize harmonious relationships, secure against threats, and respect for diversity. Those characters make tourists who visit there have good memories to be told to their closest ones. Alright, listener, this is the song Negeri Junjung Basau by Ricky A. Enjoy the song!
Oh, damai, tanahnya subur, penghasil sahar sudah termasyhur di negeri orang. Adat budaya selalu dijunjung, tempat wisata selalu dikunjung, hedeka bumi, hedeka ruang, tandai bersyukur hasil bumi melimpah. Kami masalah yang pengantin, makan bersumpah hedeka ruang. Ada tradisi di negeri kami, bangka selatan junjung besar. Pulang gelapan, adik terung.
South Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.